Monday. Right now, though, on FM, on digital radio and online, this is Metro. Just after 5 o'clock with all the latest, here's Rebecca Dixon.
Well, this morning we told you about an off-duty nurse who saved a little boy's life twice at the side of the road. Well, we've just been round this afternoon to see his mum and dad.
I just really thought I was going to lose him. Because every time he's bad, I'll say it myself, I'll say it my mum, oh, I hope nothing happens. And they'll say, don't be a stupid man. And then when I left my mum's to follow my sister over and he took bad, I just thought, he's going to go out, I'm going to lose him. I really did think he was going to die.
That's Danielle, the mum of 2-year-old Shay, who collapsed with blood poisoning. He's now home from hospital to spend Christmas with the family. And today he met back up with the woman who saved his life. Well, you can hear more from Danielle and from that woman, Fiona Thompson, who saved the little boy's life on our news pages at metroradio.co.uk. Next, a quick reminder to keep washing your hands as hospitals are seeing an increase in admissions for the sickness bug norovirus. It's highly contagious and the average number of beds being closed per day as a precaution has more than doubled in just 1 week. And your sports news now with Chris Conway.
Starting with Newcastle, and Alan Pardew says he's got defensive worries ahead of Bolton after a few frailties were exposed by West Brom.
Just a couple of things in the game would have alerted me to making sure that defensively we shore up a little bit better. We create too many problems for ourselves.
The Mags are trying to get Mike Williamson back to provide some much-needed height, but they're concerned about a knee injury suffered by David Santon. Meanwhile, Luis Suarez's lawyer reckons he'll appeal against his FA punishment for racially abusing Patrice Evra. The player's apparently convinced his punishment will be reversed. Staying with racism, and Chelsea captain John Terry is preparing to play against Tottenham tonight. It's a day after he was told he'll face criminal charges for allegedly racially abusing Anton Ferdinand. And tonight, White Hart Lane stewards are going to wear head cameras as they're on the lookout for racist and homophobic abuse.
Metro Radio weather with Hodgson's. Free pre-winter check on any car.
Well, staying mild with a few showers on the way for tomorrow, but then it'll dry up for Christmas and even Christmas Day, but it'll be cloudy and windy. There's more on Metro at 6 and on Twitter at Metro Radio News.